In case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Have you ever had to write a bio about yourself?
Well, when I used my escapades on Tinder, sure, yeah, or dating apps. Dating apps are the worst types of bios to write, I reckon.
But like a professional bio at all?
I mean, I've got a LinkedIn that I've written a bio on.
Okay, fair enough. What do you usually put in it? Like, let's go for your LinkedIn one.
I think it says breakfast radio host, content creator, something like that.
Like any achievements or anything?
No.
What about if you were a senator in Parliament House? What do you think you'd put in your bio then?
Who knows? Loves long walks on the beach, loves policy meetings in the afternoon. I don't know.
Thought I'm putting your ATAR in it.
Your high school score?
Yep.
Like for the first year out of school maybe, but not like 10 years after you've graduated.
Okay, fair enough. Good to see that we're on the same point with that, because a Liberal senator from Western Australia, his name's Ben Small, he's been in the news a lot recently.
Yeah. Of course he's Liberal, yeah.
In his bio, under the word honours, he has put his ATAR from 2005, which is when it was called a TER score. So it wasn't even called an ATAR at that point.
Right.
Now, it was good. It was 99.75.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong, fine ATAR, but so irrelevant.
Why? Yeah, who cares? No one cares.
But like, so since finishing school, has anyone ever asked you your ATAR?
You know what? No, they haven't. And I wouldn't be able to tell them because I got a text message about 2 weeks after I did my HSC with my ATAR in it. I never opened the text message. So I don't even know what my ATAR is.
I have a rough idea of what mine is. I'm not going to say it though, because it ended up being really bad because my school scaled really badly.
That's the thing about the ATAR as well. Your year at school, if your year's a smart year, that pulls you up. If your year's a dumber year, it pulls you down.
Oh, it pulled me down.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone.
Yeah.
Through all of my meetings, like because they did like ATAR projections or whatever during school, all of my meetings, they said my ATAR was going to be between 85 and 90. And I was like, okay, great, can live with that. Not that I necessarily need an ATAR. I wasn't thinking about going to uni at that point. And then I got my ATAR result on graduation day, opened up the folder thinking it was going to say between 85 and 90. It did not.
Yes.
It was a lot lower than that.
We had a very, very intelligent girl in my year at school. She wanted to be a doctor. She was like top of every class and she got mid-80s and she was devastated.
So here's where I come with this. So you don't need your ATAR out of school, really, and there's all these bridging courses you can do to get into uni and all this other stuff.
Yep.
So the fact that this Senator Ben Small is like, I'm going to put my 99.75 ATAR, what
goes through his head? What thought in his mind? He's like, what else can I put in? I know what I'll put in there.
He's 32, by the way.
It's so long ago.
2005 is when he got his ATAR score.
The scoring's probably different now.
Yeah, but because one girl went and discovered that he has his ATAR in his bio, people have now been snooping around all the other senators' bios.
Yeah.
One of them has, under like degrees and stuff, an unfinished degree. So they started this degree, like a bachelor of something.
That's like the opposite of a 99.
And then in brackets it says unfinished. Why put it in?
I'm saving that one for later.
Yes. So for kids listening, don't worry. I know that schools and all the teachers being like, your ATAR is super duper important. At the time it feels like it is, but no one cares about your ATAR in the real world. And but at the same time, I'm very curious about what other Polly's ATAR score was.
Oh.
What's ScoMo's? What did he get?
I wonder.
Did I get better than ScoMo on my ATAR?
Imagine, you could be Prime Minister.
Oh, well, apparently that's what we're basing who senators are off their ATAR from 30 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.